We're here with Congresswoman Nita Lowey, who has been around for a while, the head of the powerful Appropriations Committee, maybe the most important committee in Congress, because if you want something, you've got to go to Nita Lowey to ask her for it. How would you compare what we're seeing now with Donald Trump with Watergate?
Well, they were different instances, but there were similarities. And I would hope that as this inquiry progresses, there could be solid bipartisan support. Because for me, this president doesn't deserve to be in the White House, and it's an embarrassment.
We have a continuing resolution that keeps us going here, but we've got to decide what kind of budget we're going to have in this country. What do you think?
Well, there is no question, as the head of appropriations, I am determined to get our job done. And I'm happy to see that the Senate is beginning to understand that as well. Remember, in the House, we finished all our appropriations bill, almost all, back in June. And now it's July, August, September, October, November, almost December. 6 months, and the Senate finally got going in the last month or so. So I think the Republicans in the Senate, led by Senator Shelby, want to make a deal. So I feel cautiously optimistic, unless the president's people suddenly intervene. Mr. Mulvaney can't be depended on for anything. So I feel good about that, and I think we're going to get a job done.
Who gets the blame if we can't get the job done? Is it going to be the Democrats, or is it in the House, or is it going to be the Republicans in the Senate and the president?
Well, let's see what happens. Right now, we've made a lot of progress. And as I mentioned, the delays were clearly, it wasn't even debatable, caused by the Senate Republicans. So we have additional time that's necessary to finalize the bills. But we did pass a continuing resolution to extend the federal government through December 20th, which gives additional time to complete an orderly appropriations process. So I hope we'll be able to do that and resolve some of the tough issues there.
And two of those tough issues are the census and the military budget. Talk to me about the census. As a political scientist, I'm always interested. Every time the Democrats try to broaden, voting rights, the Republicans oppose it. And the census is just one example of that. If you can't count the bodies, you lose, especially in blue states, you lose an awful lot of your clout, right or wrong.
You are 100% right, and I'm not going to make any concessions. We are asking for certainly a sufficient amount of money to do the census, and we're going to keep that commitment to the American people. We have got to count everyone because if you're not counting, the states lose money, and the governor wants us to have a good census number, and we all do as well. So we're going to work hard on it.
So, Nita Lowey, what about the military pay raise? How important is that?
I think those who are serving our country deserve to be paid adequately. And as we move this process forward, I'm hoping we can get adequate money in there because they deserve that pay raise. I'm very, very respectful. And frankly, for those who have left home and are serving their country, they must have a pay raise.
Is everybody for that, or is there a potential quid pro quo between the census and the military pay raise?
Well, what the CR does, what we just passed,
The continuing
avoids the
resolution, yeah.
issue. The 3.1% pay raise and money, full funding for a fair and accurate census. I'm very proud that the CR does assure the full funding for a fair and accurate census and ensures that our service members receive a 3.1% pay raise.
What about the...
And by the way, the CR also extends funding for critical public health programs through December 20th.
Let me ask you about the Refuge from the Cruel Trapping Act. What got your interest about that?
You know, as so many other things, what's interesting is some constituents. I mean, I have a picture of a wolf, for example, on my wall that's named Nita.
Funny.
I have been certainly working with constituents who really care passionately about these issues. And body gripping traps don't belong in our National Wildlife Refuge system. So I keep reintroducing the Refuge from Cruel Trapping Act, which prohibits the use of body gripping traps on our nation's 566 federal wildlife refuge. These are inhumane, and frankly, they're barbaric. And the people who are on the other side of the issue will say they are controlling overpopulated species. But what has happened is that endangered species or even humans have been trapped in them by accident.
Congratulations on that. I couldn't agree more. Let me ask you about the immigration crisis. Obviously, this president doesn't want to see immigrants here. We're a state and a nation of immigrants. Is there any resolution possible?
I don't really know with this president what the resolution is. When he came out recently against the Dreamers, there are about 800,000 Dreamers in this country. And for him to come out against these young people who were brought here by their families when they were sometimes babies, sometimes very little, this just is not fair. Many of them live in my community. They're going for graduate degrees. I know some who are planning to go to medical school. They have straight A averages. They work hard. So I think this has always been a land of opportunity, welcoming those who are committed to working hard and living here with dignity and respect.
Let's talk a little bit about, we haven't got a lot of time left, but let's talk a little about e-cigarettes.
Let me tell you something about e-cigarettes, because I am passionate about that issue. My granddaughter, who lives on the island, came to visit me, and we had a sleepover at my apartment here in Washington. And frankly, I was shocked when she told me that more than 60% of the kids in her high school class, the national average is 28% of middle and high schoolers who are now using e-cigarettes. This is an alarming epidemic. Vaping use among kids continues to increase. And when you look at what's happening there, people who are coming up with severe health issues, coughing, deaths, and he just retracted again, I think it was just this week, on regulating the use of e-cigarettes. And now for the president to renege on his promise when he originally committed to pulling the flavored e-cigarettes off the market is deeply troubling. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention still have not conclusively identified the cause of this ongoing lung injury outbreaks related to e-cigarettes and vaping projects. It has sickened 2,172 people, killed 42. We have got to make sure we are regulating. And just frankly, the FDA has to do its job. They have to issue a compliance policy on flavored e-cigarette products, and they haven't done it. And so I continue to urge the president, keep his commitment. Get at least the flavored e-cigarettes off the market. And you know what's happened? I have talked to people all through my district. I've had many roundtables. And one of the people who is very much involved in this issue said to me, all these years we worked to get cigarettes, non-addictive, putting filters on them, encouraging people not to smoke cigarettes. And now we're creating a whole new generation of addiction.
It's terrible. Nita Lowy, I wish we could talk more about that, but we are out of time for this particular segment, and I really appreciate your being here. You are a very busy lady, a very important lady.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.